This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and or good morning, Power Hour Nation. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigham. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. You're in the right place. Our ministry here continues, and we are glad that you've made time to join us. Later on in the broadcast, Stephanie Seneff. She's a senior research scientist at MIT in the computer science area, and I think AI, I think artificial intelligence also. Maybe we'll have time to get to that. That'd be interesting. She's talked very aggressively, outspokenly about glyphosate, about vaccines. She's even made the prediction about autism by 2025 on current rates is going to be half of newborn children, or the young children that are born. I should say, a pretty bold, stark prediction. We're going to ask her about that and so much more. Of course, there's a lot of vaccine news. The vaccine story is the story in America, is the developing story that's continuing. In the meantime, Uncle Kevin's joining us. We're going to be talking about current news and what have you. Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
Thanks, Dan. It's great to be back.
Yeah, absolutely. A couple stories. And would you say the biggest story of the day, the most attention, is the immigration over the weekend?
Yeah, by far.
You say, okay.
That could be potentially the most damaging.
All right, well, there's a couple stories before then, and we'll get to that. Interesting article out of the Times of Israel. Tiny first temple find could be first proof of aid to biblical King Josiah. Now, I've been, even Netflix specials, whatever, you know, about archaeology, I don't know what it is about archaeologists, but anything to do with the Bible, it's like the plague. They don't want anything to do with it. They try to find anything possible to explain that there's no historical account of the Bible.
Right, and if they find a piece or a couple pieces, they shut the whole area down.
Yes, I've seen that. I've definitely seen rumors about that, and it looks like that's true. This narrative that is ancient Israel, David's Israel, Solomon's Israel, was not of great influence. I hear, you know, very well-esteemed archaeologists recount that narrative. Oh, this is so blown out of proportion. Israel did not have big influence in the Bible. Basically, the Bible is not true. A big find. Actually, it's a small find, but it's a very big find. Rare seal impression from the 8th century BCE. They don't even say BC anymore. Bearing the name of Nathan Melech, found in dig at large Iron Age administrative center in Jerusalem, city of David. Why is this important? Nathan Melech, or someone close to that, aide to King Josiah, is mentioned in the Bible. And the seal, it's a ring with a seal that you've put, you know, for administrative purposes or what have you. Why is this so significant? It is found at the center, at a site, what they believe is an administrative building there in Jerusalem, in the city of David. This blow, if this is true, and even those who are not favorable towards this type of narrative, let's just put it that way, are acknowledging that, well, there's some significance here. You know, this may be some significant find. But it's saying that somebody from the Bible, they found a relic directly tied to them in the city center of Jerusalem, and it just buoys up everything, the story about the Bible. Historical. I don't mean the spiritual significance of the Bible. I mean the historical significance of the Bible.
So it's semi-proved right now.
Well, if this is real, and this is what it looks like it is, that
it's great proof.
You know, it's fantastic proof. It's at a city center, at an administrative building that they're trying to explain what this is around the 6th or 7th century BC, I believe. And these artifacts attest to the highly developed system of administration in the kingdom of Judah and add considerable information to our understanding of the economic status of Jerusalem and its administrative system during the First Temple period, First Temple being Solomon's Temple, as well as personal information about the king's closest officials and administrators who lived and worked in the city, said one of the representatives there in a press release. This is big. Yeah. It's hard to ignore.
Good story. Real good story.
Yeah, very good.
I like it.
On the other side of the good story meter, this is a 27-year-old man plans to sue his parents. Could you ever guess why? Could you ever guess why?
Throwed him out of the basement.
No, even worse. This is even worse. I mean,
not paying for insurance for his car.
27-year-old man plans to sue his parents for having him without his consent. Quote, they had me for their joy and their pleasure. Just when you thought you heard it all, a 27-year-old Indian man, meaning India, not Native
right,
American.
Not Native American.
Not Cherokee, but,
right.
Man plans to sue his parents, with whom he admits to having a good relationship, because they brought him into the world without his consent.
Oh, my God.
I want to tell all Indian kids that they don't owe their parents anything. I love my parents, and we have a great relationship, but they had me for their joy and pleasure. My life has been amazing, but I don't know why I should put another life through the rigmarole of school and finding a career, especially when they didn't ask to exist. Other Indian people must know that it is an option not to have children and to ask parents for an explanation as to why they gave birth to you. He's also on Facebook, you know.
Is this in India or in...
India.
Yeah.
New Delhi.
Okay. You clarify that.
Isn't forcing a child into this world and forcing it to have a career kidnapping and slavery? He asks. Good.
That's a good question.
That's a good question. So having a child is slavery?
Yeah.
Putting his child in slavery? Come on. The outlet reported that Samuel runs a Facebook page called I can't even pronounce it, some Indian word, which boasts 800 followers, videos and memes advocating for allowing the human race to die. So basically, he's a depopulation. It's very irresponsible of his parents to have children.
Well, why don't he go first, make an example?
Yes, if he's so convicted in his ideals.
And put it on TV. I'm doing this for the human race.
Yeah. My parents had me for their own joy and pleasure, and it's time that they stopped using me for their pleasure in detriment of the planet, and I'm going to die, right. Sacrifice myself.
And I'm going to make them suffer. I'll teach them for having me.
Where do you go with stories like this? I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, let's move on. U.S. home to nearly 20% of world's migrants. So 20% of the world's migrants are almost live in the, or are in, I don't know, in the United States. I don't know if they permanently live here, but they're in there. 44 million, supposedly, foreign-born migrants live in America. 44 million.
Yeah.
And
it's probably conservative.
Well, it says 22 million naturalized citizens. So they're saying 20-something million, basically illegal aliens or temporary or whatever.
I thought that was just in New York.
Well, the last time I went there, I would vote for that. It's got to be closer to that.
Last time I used to live in New York, and it was really getting diverse. But looking at the pictures now, man, it doesn't look anything like 25 years ago, you know?
Along with this, I know you got something you want to talk about, immigration. Mexican president gives free passage to the U.S., Washington Times. Basically, Mexico is becoming basically a highway for migrants, you know, from Guatemala, Honduras, what have you, all the way up. Zoom. And Mexico's pretty much letting them do what they want to do. Go. I know you wanted to elaborate on this.
Yeah, this is from the Blaze, and it's from the Mexican government. We have information that a new caravan is forming in Honduras, and they're calling it the mother of all caravans. And they are thinking it could be more than 20,000 people, he said Wednesday. The migrants from Honduras, as well as El Salvador and Guatemala are reportedly taking part in the caravan.
Do you think people... Go ahead. Do you think people are tired of hearing about this?
No, not me.
You're not... I'm tired of hearing about the problem. I want a solution.
Oh, yeah, we want a solution. Yeah, close the border. That's it.
Do you think that's the only solution?
Yeah.
What if they... quick giving welfare to people who aren't Americans?
Oh, that's a good one, too. Yeah.
Do you think that would slow it or stop it?
Yeah, well, they're stopping... Supposedly, Trump stopped aid from Guatemala and El Salvador.
Why hasn't Trump done something here?
I don't know. I really don't know.
For it to be so bad that there's like no other choice?
Probably. Well, look at Texas. Here's another from the Drudge Department. Drudge Report. U.S. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Kevin McGallican. I think that's the way you say it. Said Wednesday during a visit to El Paso that the border has hit its breaking point and urges Congress to come up with a legislative solution to the problem. Border Patrol officers were on pace in March to have 100,000 apprehensions and encounters with migrants.
100,000 arrests in a month?
In a month. In a month.
100,000.
100,000.
That means, you know, for every one they catch, there's 15 or 20 that they don't.
Yeah, at least, you know, 10 maybe.
You would think. Maybe 10 would be conservative. Yeah. I mean, I'm just guessing.
So, it's unbelievable. They have to stop it, right? No way.
Well, didn't he just do a executive order for a state of emergency?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And what did that do?
Not much.
That's why I don't understand this.
They say they're jumping over the fences, and Texas is in a big... It's a big mess.
Come on. What do you think? How do you think this is going to shake it down?
I'll tell you, I am very disappointed in Trump. He should have took care of this a year and a half ago. Hasn't done it. And it's still going on. So he's got to close the border, put a wire fence all the way across, and put the military on the border. There's 800... military bases around the world. Take a few of them back and put them on the board.
Take 100 from each one.
Yes, exactly.
Close
it. I'm for closing about 90% of them. We don't need it.
What is it about? It's about a 2,200 or 2,500 mile border?
Yeah.
Okay.
Need a lot.
You're going to need how many people per mile? 10 per mile?
Yeah, probably. Plus drones and all that stuff. They could do it, though. We got the people. We got the money. We got it all. It's possible.
But I don't see anything being done.
I see
people arguing.
I see people arguing, yeah.
Is it such a political nuclear situation that they don't want to...
Must be.
I have to believe that America wants something to be done about the... And it's not only that, the immigrants that are here want something to be done about
the... Oh, yeah, they're really...
They're the worst ones. I mean, they're the most aggressive ones.
Yeah, they're the
ones that I've heard.
Getting flooded. Their little cities are getting flooded on the water.
Okay, let's move on. Let's go to Venezuela. Venezuelans struggle to understand power rationing plan. You know, the power's been going on and off, and people have been vaguely alluding
that
CNN
oil.
Is doing it. They burn the oil for what?
Unbelievable. They don't have any power.
Well, Maduro's coming out with a rationing plan, 30-day rationing plan, and people don't understand what that means.
I don't either.
Well, let me explain it to you. I'm going to explain.
We'll do it.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to explain the. Oh, there's the music. Let me. Well, I can do it quick.
All right.
If you flip your switch and the light comes on, you got power.
That's right.
If you flip the switch and the light don't come on, you ain't got power.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
the plan.
Yeah, we're rationing it.
Yes, ration. That's ration. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. More news. PowerHour.com, thepowermall.com. Good to be with you. For real.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Last commercial, it's very nice of the FDA to do something positive there for once. They tried to improve their image, I don't know. Nicolas Maduro hints that U.S.-backed opponents of his have launched attacks on the power grid. Guaido says that, well, no, you've just let the infrastructure crumble, but basically there's rationing, and they don't understand what that means. Well, I'll explain it real easy. If you flip your light switch on, the lights don't come on. You're rationed.
That's exactly right.
There you go. Simple. Any more questions?
One page memo.
Any more questions? Was there anything else you want to add about this?
Yeah, and he told his people, don't pay any attention to the convoys of oil leaving the country.
Yeah, never mind that. Don't even look at that. That means nothing.
It means nothing.
This vaccine story and the way this is being used. This is a story out of Arizona, and it's a little complicated, but the heart of it is vaccinations. KKK TV there in Arizona. I think it's out of Phoenix or near Phoenix. Yeah, Phoenix subdivision. Police kicked down door after parents refused to take unvaccinated child to the hospital in Arizona. I'm going to give you a little background of the story. I've heard three or four versions, but this is the one from the TV news there. Let's assume that this is accurate. I know it's a big assumption, but let's just go with it. Let's just go with it. So the mother has got three children. They're homeschooled. They're unvaccinated. Had a very high fever, 105 or close to 105. She was at a naturopathic doctor, not even a regular MD, but a naturopathic doctor. The doctor found out that the child was not vaccinated and says that the child has meningitis and needs to go to the emergency room. How they knew that, I have no idea. The mother agreed, got nervous because, you know, I mean, you can understand with the environment we're dealing with. You take an unvaccinated child to the hospital, God only knows where this leads.
First thing they know, they're taking them to the next room, and yeah. They come back, and he's all swelled up.
Yeah, you have no idea. So the child, she went home for a while. The child started to do better. The fever broke, started playing with the other children. It said there's no,
no problem.
There's not, it's not meningitis. I'm just going to leave it home. Well, the doctor found, the hospital called the doctor, said, well, where's this patient? Because the doctor had called the hospital, said, oh, she's coming, she's going to be on her way. And the doctor says, I don't know. So they tried to call the mother. The mother says, well, no, the baby's fine. We're not going to, there's no need, the baby's fine. No, you have to go, you must go, blah, 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 just trying to put pressure. She said, okay, she kind of appeased him, said, okay, well, you know, whatever, but, you know, kind of, I'm not going to, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and then hung up.
So, basically, then the police got involved and started calling, talking to the father in the home, was surrounded by police, and tried to say, well, we need to see the child. No, you don't need to see the child. The child's fine. It's our child, and the child's fine. It's not vaccinated. It's fine. It's playing.
Fever broke.
Go home. Nothing to see here.
Right.
You know, you can imagine how that went. How that went for the police.
Yeah.
So they then get a, not a warrant, but a, some, was it, a judge's order. There's no warrant here, but a judge's warrant, or judge's order to go in and take the child. They wait till about midnight. They break through the door. They hold all the parents down. They take all three children from the parents. They charge them with reckless endangerment. They take the children. They're in foster care. Oh, by the way, the child was tested. What do you think the meningitis test, positive or negative?
Negative.
Negative. No meningitis.
Yeah, I think that you got to take, you got to do tests while you're in the hospital, and it takes a while for them to come back to diagnose meningitis. You just can't look at somebody and say you got meningitis.
Well, what if that doctor thought it was that much of an emergency, why wouldn't they call the hospital and say, come get the child right now? If it really was an emergency.
Yeah.
I mean, that's another story. But, okay, so they had a court order in hand that allowed them to take custody of the boy after about 3 hours at the home, knocking numerous times, talking to the child's father on the phone, asking to see the child, and being refused, authorities broke down the door. Nobody understands what this government is about until you come in contradiction to it.
Yeah.
If you don't agree with it. Do you see, ladies and gentlemen, all that we've been saying, who gives you, I'm going to say this clearly and distinctly, who gives you the ability to have a child? Who would you say? What force, what power, what authority gives you the ability to have a child? You and your partner, wife, whatever.
God.
I would say God, right?
Yeah.
You would say God. It's not the state of Arizona.
No. Nope.
What did they have to do with it?
Nothing.
Nothing. Okay, so the Declaration of Independence, that you have unalienable rights endowed by your Creator, certainly one of them is life and the ability to create life. Would you agree with that? Okay, so at its basic core, the government is now saying, these are not your child. We grant them. We give you permission. You will do what we say. We are the parent. You're just the custodian. You see what just happened here? That's why this case is so monumentally important and everything that's going on. And
well, hope she got a good lawyer.
The children, they don't have the children right now. They're in foster care still.
Oh, wow.
The judge says, well, we have a plan.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and wheat-thin grass. But Scout's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Triple Action today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The legal troubles for attorney Michael Avenatti have grown after a federal grand jury has returned a 36-count indictment against the man known for representing porn star Stormy Daniels. U.S. Attorney Nick Hanna telling reporters those charges include bankruptcy fraud, tax evasion, and bank and wire fraud.
If convicted of the 36 crimes alleged in the indictment, Mr. Avenatti would face a statutory maximum sentence of 333 years in federal prison, plus a mandatory two-year consecutive term for an identity theft count.
President Trump says he doesn't have an opinion on the arrest of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange.
I know nothing about WikiLeaks. It's not my thing. And I know there is something having to do with Julian Assange.
The president was speaking at the Oval Office as he's hosting South Korea's president Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon. The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. I'd like to make you aware of the specials over at the Power Mall. Everything's 10% off. We thank you so much. Of course, we're switching warehouses and going to be servicing you better. Thanks for sticking with us there. We need your purchases. We need your donations. If you're not in the mood or market to buy something, think about a donation because that's what allows us to be here. So we really appreciate you at thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Also, we're getting still questions, people, how to listen, that kind of, listen, you can always call the 877 number if you're confused about how to listen, or the how to listen page on our website. You can go to radio show, there's a click down how to listen, and then so if you ever wonder or ever in doubt, then you can go there and look at the different ways, the GCN links, the TalkStream Live links, what have you. So that's all on the how to listen, or you can call the 877 number. So either way, check those out. And again, appreciate your purchases and donations. Going to continue with the news here a little bit before Stephanie comes. We're excited to have her. Now, You know about Rockland measles. Anti-vaccination rally draws small crowd of protesters at Palisades Mall this morning. So people had protested there in Rockland, New York. Didn't get very big support. One of the people, the representative, says it was not the intent of the law, quote unquote, that the level of force after obtaining a warrant was to bring in a SWAT team. So, or did not have force here on the, I'm skipping on this story. This is the last story about Arizona. I'm still so upset about that story in Arizona.
Yeah, it's a crazy story. Big story.
You know about Rockland, they've declared to anybody that's under 18 that does not have a vaccination, they can't be in public. You know, Cracker Barrel, Olive Garden, whatever. It's just ridiculous. So we'll be sure to follow that. Colorado sheriff willing to go to jail rather than enforce proposed gun law.
I like that. Love that.
Colorado's on the verge of passing a law that would allow officials to take guns away from people if a judge deems them to be dangerous. What does that even mean?
Yeah.
Well, you're depressed, you yelled, you raised your voice, you're dangerous.
The Yankees lost.
The Yankees lost, you broke something.
You broke the TV.
You broke the TV.
You got your door kicked down.
And on the heels of this, a federal judge has ruled the California magazine ban unconstitutional and has struck it down.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That is great, great news.
So basically, the bill violates the 4th, the 5th, the 6th, to the 8th and 14th Amendments. It's a very poorly written bill, said one of the said the sheriff, Steve Reams. So, there you go. Trump battles with Obamacare, moves to the courts. After losing in Congress, President Donald Trump is counting on the courts to kill off Obamacare. How long have we been hearing this now?
Yeah, well, that was John McCain. Vote at 3 o'clock in the morning, where he said he was going to vote with him, and he voted against him.
It wouldn't have been him; it'd have been somebody.
Yeah, it would
else.
Have been
Give
somebody else. Yeah, I get it. But
it's just ridiculous.
I'm putting it on him.
Some good news about if you're Planned Parenthood and abortion news. Have you heard of the movie Unplanned? Have you heard of this
yes,
movie?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Well, the controversial anti-abortion picture surprises with strong 6 million debut. Now, why is this important? The industry predicted, from all indications, that this movie would gross $3 million. So it grossed double what they had predicted. It's only in limited theaters, and it's already getting $6 million. Do you know who funded this or partly funded this? Did you hear?
No.
You know the guy, MyPillow guy? Mike Lindell?
Yeah, Mike Lindell. He's a patriot.
Well, he's a patriot
and
a Christian.
I like him.
And
he won.
So the story, the movie, it documents one lady's journey. I don't know what you'd say. She worked for Planned Parenthood, and she saw a 13-week-old baby be aborted.
Oh, Lord.
And she went from that to basically she was stung so bad she went from...
who wouldn't be? Anybody who has a conscience.
Abby Johnson is her name, who defected from Planned Parenthood to become a pro-life activist after witnessing an abortion at 13 weeks.
Phew.
So anyway, this is going to be... I think this belies something very big in America. We're seeing the sentiment about abortion is changing. Mississippi just signed a law. The governor signed it, everything. It's law now in Mississippi that no abortion after a heartbeat.
That's a great law. Love it.
In other states, Georgia, Hollywood has even threatened to boycott Georgia if Georgia passes.
Well, Georgia does all the movies now.
Well, they do a lot. Yeah,
Georgia
tourism. I think Hollywood's going to find that America is sick of them trying to hold something over their head. I don't think that's going to go well. I think they'll boycott Hollywood movies. You want to play that game? I don't think Hollywood will win that game.
No, I don't think
I think American sentiment is changing about this.
Yeah, the polls show that more people are against abortion than for it. So,
well, this movie, I have not seen this movie, but my general gist of it is this is a powerful movie here.
Okay.
This is going to help, this is going to bring it to people who are on the fence or just a little close. I think it's going to push people clearly them to a much more convicted position or over the fence to the, hey, these abortions are out of control.
Yeah, stop all that sacrifice to bail.
Yeah, Cuomo is a little demonic grin.
Man, I'm telling you.
Activist Post, retail layoffs are 92% higher in 2019, and now even Walmart is quietly closing stores. Well, the Walmart here locally, the greeter, I talked to the greeter, he's not a greeter anymore. They got rid of all the greeters.
So did he lose his job, or?
No, now he's working at hardware or something.
So you don't see that friendly face when you walk through the door saying,
"Welcome to Walmart."
Yeah.
No, he's not there anymore. Did you know, here's an interesting story. Did you know about trees, that trees have a heartbeat? Did you ever hear of that?
Not a heartbeat, no.
Scientists discover plants pulsate throughout the night, but it's far too slow to see with the naked eye. Let's see, I think it's once every couple of minutes. So trees actually, they have a sleep cycle, and they actually have a heartbeat. They pump water instead of blood.
Well, I know something you probably don't know about trees.
I'm sure.
Only the young growth trees give off a lot of oxygen. The old growth trees do not give off oxygen.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So when they cut down trees, the big trees, it actually helps the
plant. Yeah, it helps the plant.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Next time you rent from Airbnb, be careful. Do they have a hidden camera problem is the question the Atlantic is asking. So the homeowner has hidden cameras when you go rent there. And they're filming people that go in. Important story. Stands United. This is out of New York. Believers against the mark of the beast. Help young Jewish woman's religious liberty violated by state's biometric demands. Victoria, she's a 30-year-old New York fighting for a religious exemption, so she is not forced to be photographed on her driver's license. She believes any photograph, especially biometric, is diametrically opposed to her biblical religious convictions and breaks the Second Commandment. Months ago, Victoria was given a New York religious affirmation form. She was told this form would allow a driver's license without a picture. Now the government is saying that's not true.
Okay, what are you saying?
We're going to take your picture. It's kind of like the, you know, Venezuela and the rationing of power.
Yeah.
You know, no, now we're going to take your picture. Victoria says people don't really understand how serious this Real ID 2020 is. There's no privacy with biometric photographs and facial recognition. Her rabbi stated, "This is slow electronic Holocaust. Keep the Torah. Don't get on the train." Very powerful warning. Now, let's put this in light of China with the social credit score.
Social credit score.
Real-time, live facial recognition. That's concerning, isn't it?
Yeah, real concerning. When the guys come out of the elevator, it was a square atop their head, each one, and had a number on top of it. I seen the video.
Yeah, well, if you lived in China with how much you run your mouth, you'd never be able to get on a train.
I couldn't even flag down a taxi.
Yeah, the taxis would just keep going. They just drive right past you.
I would just put my hat on with my number on top of it.
Yeah, it's like a modern-day star.
Yeah, that's
a Jewish star. With that, my sister-in-law called yesterday. She said her friend had just got a new driver. She just gotten a driver's license a few weeks ago, and then the state sent her another driver's license. And this time it had a star on it. Speaking of stars and Jews.
Okay.
And this was the biometric chip.
Oh, the chip?
For the Real ID.
I heard they were putting that in.
This is real, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, this is real.
Facebook.
Did she send it back?
That would have been appropriate. Yeah, she'd just keep the one she had. Send that other one.
Not engaging in commerce.
Yeah. They might have a different. She might get her door knocked down. They might take her children. She's endangering people. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg admits the social networking site should be regulated after the Christchurch thing in New Zealand.
So, supposedly, Trump talked to all of those people and read them the Riot Act. So we'll see.
Ohio's Public Utilities Commission boasts about collecting customer smart meter data and sharing it. So for those, remember how paranoid we were about smart meters and nothing to see here?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go. Yeah, one of my favorite lines from any movie ever, X-Files, Mulder says, "If you think you're paranoid, you are not paranoid enough."
Yeah, exactly. That was a great line.
There you go. There's the music on the other side. The great story. Ladies and gentlemen, please check these out over at thepowerhour.com. Really, we aren't able to go to all of them. There's a really good story about magnesium. Stephanie Sinnott's going to be on the other side. So excited to have her. Good to be with you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Yeah,
thepowerhour.com.
Can't wait to hear her story.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over the stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back to the Power Hour. Our next guest, Stephanie Seneff, she's getting pretty well known. She's a senior research scientist at the MIT Computer Science and Artificial Intelligence Laboratory. She is really outspoken about glyphosate, vaccines, the overall health of people of the world, Americans, what have you. And she's made a pretty bold prediction, so we'll get to that momentarily. Stephanie, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. You claim that on present projections, or where we're headed right now, that autism could afflict up to 50% of American children by 2032. Is that correct?
Right. The quote is that half the children born in 2032 will end up with a diagnosis of autism if we continue with the current trends. And that would be 80% of the boys and 20% of the girls.
I mean, to say that is alarming is an understatement.
I know.
I mean, is this like pie in the sky? You know, is this one of those type predictions? Or what do you base this in? How did you come to this conclusion?
It's mathematical, because if you just take the trends as they've been going for the past two decades, and you put them on if you plot them on what's called a log linear scale, this allows you to see if, in fact, the trends are exponential, and in fact, they show up on a straight line. If it's a straight line on a log scale, then it's exponential growth, and exponential growth gets really big once the numbers start to give above, you know, 1 or 2%. So we're going to see, I think, tremendous growth. We're going to all become aware of autism in the coming years, because so many kids are going to get diagnosed with it, and the school systems are going to be overwhelmed. I mean, I think it's already happening. And if it continues with exponential growth into the future, you can just extend that straight line and find out where things end up. And the thing is, the numbers that they're quoting are for 12-year-olds. So you have to go 12 years out. So I'm looking at extending that line out to 2044, and that will give you the kids born in 2032. So they won't be diagnosed in 2032 at half, but the kids born at 2032 will end up, half of them will end up with an autism diagnosis. That's how that math works.
Let's talk about trends, and then we'll get to your analysis here. Now, you know, we've all been told that, hey, you know, 40 years ago, autism was almost non-existent in America. Let's talk about that. Is that true? 40, 50 years ago, was autism
Absolutely.
Almost non-existent?
I mean, I never knew anybody with autism, or anybody who knew anybody with autism when I was growing up. There was no such thing. I mean, it just didn't exist. And we also didn't have asthma and eczema and all the other things, ADHD. You know, very, very few kids suffered from these kinds of conditions, peanut allergies, all of these problems that we've grown accustomed to as being, you know, our children are suffering from these things. You rarely find a child these days that has no health problems. You know, they're all getting sick in different ways. Autism is, you know, I think, the most devastating, but all these other conditions are not easy to cope with either.
Let me talk about autism. Is it possible, because I've had this discussion, I always use my in-laws as an example, but we got into quite a discussion about this, that America's getting sicker, the autistic children increase, something's causing this, and they made the claim, and I've heard this, it's not unique to them, but, well, 40, 50 years ago, we just didn't know what it was, it was misdiagnosed,
right.
People kept them at home, they just didn't know about that. Is there any possibility of that?
This makes me angry when they're just saying we're just diagnosing it more. This just makes me so angry, because that cannot be the case. I think a third of the kids with autism can't speak. We would have noticed children who couldn't speak back then, you know? It's ridiculous to blame it on we're just diagnosing it more. And it really annoys me that that's a mechanism by which you can dismiss it and decide that it's not a problem. You look at the school systems, and they're so burdened by the cost of the care of all these kids, you know, all the kids that have the other disabilities as well, and the violent, I mean, the sort of behavioral problems that they're facing in the schools, and they're having to hire more and more people to deal with these kinds of things, psychiatrists and whatnot, you know. The kids are sick.
The other excuse, let's talk about, you know, 40, 50 years ago, we're hearing 1 in 10,000 children. Is that
about accurate? The numbers were so small, they weren't even really computing it. You know, it wasn't a problem. It wasn't anything anybody was even looking at.
What's it at now?
Yeah, well, different numbers are coming out, but, you know, as low as somewhere between 1 in 30 and 1 in 60, something like that, you know, just depending upon which kind of number you want to look at.
Now, the variation has to do with along the, you know, how does somebody diagnose, you know, because some people with autism spectrum, you know, they can function some, and then some, you know, they can't even talk. So,
right.
You know, definition
there. Yeah, I mean, that's part of the issue is how you count, and also how you do how you get the number. There's a report that comes out from the CDC every 2 years that looks at the 12-year-olds in the school system those records are kept and they compute those. There's another thing that's done on the alternate years where they do a parent survey. So they call up randomly various people in the country and ask them if they have any autistic kids, and they tally up the number. So that one is not specifically 12-year-olds. So there's, you know, depending on how you get the number, you get different results. New Jersey, I think, came up with the highest levels of all the states. Whether they actually have a higher burden or whether they just sort of are looking harder, I don't know. So there are, you know, there's variability certainly that shows up, and numbers aren't perfect. But no matter how you look at it, the numbers are big.
Okay, so from your research, I mean, you're an expert in this. That's what you are. You're a senior researcher at MIT. I mean, for heck's sake, you would say that autism is going up dramatically, that it's not, you know, an underreporting situation, that there definitely is a health situation going on.
Yes,
that's absolutely true in your mind.
And okay. You look at all these other diseases that are also going up dramatically. You know, all of these different conditions are going up dramatically, many different autoimmune diseases. This isn't just happening just because we're noticing it more for all of these different conditions.
All right, then what is causing it from your expertise?
Yeah, well, certainly I would say environmental toxins, and that's something that's a huge problem, and we're very cavalier, and we don't worry about all these toxic chemicals that we're introducing into our environment. And there's a few in particular that stand out, and the one I'm most interested in is glyphosate. That is an herbicide. It's the most used herbicide on the planet. The United States uses more per capita than any other country in the world. We love this stuff. It kills all plants except for those that have been engineered through GMO technology to resist it. It's known as Roundup, and probably people may not know the word glyphosate, but most people know the word Roundup because they go down and buy some Roundup and use it to kill the dandelions in their yard. It's considered to be perfectly safe for humans, completely toxic to plants, which is an inconsistency. You know, something that's that toxic to plants, kills all plants, is not going to be safe for humans. It's just common sense to think that.
Well, I've noticed that, and we've had doctors on talk about the way they got around this is exactly what you said. In the tests, glyphosate does not damage human cells. The issue is, like you're saying, in the human body, a lot of what's in our human body is not human cells. You got the biome in your digestive tract. You have all that with the bacteria. Most of the DNA related type things are not even really your body, if that makes sense. And glyphosate is like a exterminator, executioner for those kind of things.
Right, you're absolutely right. I think that we see so much trouble going on with the gut microbiome these days and gut dysbiosis, people having problems with their gut. It's like that's another epidemic. In fact, inflammatory bowel disease is a condition that's going up exactly in step with the rising glyphosate usage on core crops. The gut microbes are getting hit hard by it. In fact, it's been patented as an antimicrobial agent and is killing off the beneficial microbes and allowing the pathogens to overgrow.
Well, there's the music. Stay tuned on the other side. More with Stephanie Seneff. Of course, we're going to get into vaccines and the current environment. And, you know, measles was eradicated at one time in this country. What in the world happened? More with Stephanie on the other side.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.